on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is September 25th, National Daughters Day. Don't forget that, National Daughters Day. I got a nice little text from my daughter today. I'll share with my fans out there and our listeners. Please don't forget to, if you haven't yet, subscribe to Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, iTunes. And we are streaming live, and we're streaming on your favorite podcast streaming channels. Just look up the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. Don't forget, smash the like button if you like what you hear today. You can hear for our past shows. You can hear a lot of depth charts and some good stuff that Byron has always put together for your fantasy football teams. All right, let's get it on. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It just started raining up here. Just started.
Well, it started raining. You know, this is Florida, so it rained and then it stopped. So I went outside I was trying to do some video and went outside. It was raining. I'm like, oh man, I come inside a little while later. It's nice. Now it's dark. So it'll rain for 2 hours and it'll be really nice. Sometimes I walk outside and can't believe it rained. I'm like, this was just sunny 2 minutes ago. How did it start raining? Well, let's bring our fellow.
Wait. Yeah. Last week, I didn't forget my sister's birthday, but last week was Vonda's 60th birthday. And we're having a big party. You know, she's having a party tomorrow, up north in Woodbridge.
She's having it in Woodbridge. Oh, she's bringing all the Amber peeps there. You sure you're going to be able to handle that?
Yeah. I'm bringing my baseball bat for one to echo.
I'm sure in Woodbridge. Why is she having it in Woodbridge? Well, tell Vonda I said happy birthday. I did leave her a note on Facebook. She is a wonderful, wonderful lady, as all the Joneses are. So. And let's bring one of our favorite guest hosts, Miss, who also lives in Florida, can relate to the rain, sunshine, Miss Pamela. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. I enjoy it a lot.
Yes, we were. I had asked for you in our first couple of episodes when we started. I know something came up with the Giants. It's like, I need Pam on the show. I love when she makes fun of him. Oh, when Micah got traded. Right? That's what it was. Remember, Byron? I was like, we need Pam on the show. We love it when you call them the Cowgirls.
Oh, Cowgirls. You know I got that name for them all day long. Yeah.
Someone else said that, and I started laughing. I started thinking of you. Let's get going with some of the top headlines, Mr. Byron Jones. You want to start with some of the top headlines you want to discuss right off the bat? Because you know we got some juicy stuff brewing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know the big one is they finally set Russell Wilson down, for the young kid, Jackson Dart. We're gonna see how this goes. It didn't look well for Russell at all when he threw those three passes, at the end of the game, into the cheap seats, instead of trying to make a play. I just don't understand it. And I thought, they want to, sit him for, at least to the 11th game, where they have, a bye in the 11th week or, for the Saints. Now they're going to throw him out there to the Wolves, Los Angeles Chargers have the number one ranked defense. So it should be very interesting. This guy is just going to jump straight into the fire.
Yes. I think it was kind of cool. And I actually thought that Jackson looked pretty good when they were throwing him in on, various plays. I thought he did pretty good. And, you got Russell taking an intentional grounding, at a crucial time. You guys needed that first down so bad. And I mean, he's not the guy. He can look great 1 minute and horrible the next. Why not throw the kid in? like you said, Byron, throw him into the fire. Let's see if he can walk on fire.
I don't know if Byron was necessarily saying throwing him in the fire was good. I think he's saying throwing him in the fire. Look, my stance on it. Which one, Byron? Next.
Nah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
I think it's too early.
I don't know.
I think it's too early. Personally, I think it's too early. You're going against an undefeated Charger team that has a phenomenal defense. Okay, number one defense. It's not the time to throw him in. I told you before, I wanted Winston to come in before him. Right, you let's see what a difference when a bigger quarterback comes in. Russell's tiny, number one. Let's get some trade value for Winston. Maybe he comes in, he looks pretty good. Even though we lose, he does something nice. Let's trade him to the Saints. Maybe we pick up a pick or something. We get something for somebody. But I think they're in desperate. We said in the beginning of the season, they're in desperation mode. And you go, Russell Wilson, look. Okay, obviously Russell Wilson, I think, I think his time may have passed, right? He looked, but the game before he threw up 500 yards and we still lost. What would we be doing then? We'd be 1-2? We'd still be complaining? The brother put up 40-something points. The defense gave it up. We couldn't score. We gave 100 yards in penalties. Look, we gave another 100 yards in penalties against the Chiefs. You can't do that against good teams. I don't care how good your quarterback is. That's number one. The next piece is these guys, fire them. That's why I fired them today. I want them fired. Get out, fire, go lose every freaking damn game, fire them all, and let's get a damn do some decent picks out of that. I don't know where Jackson Dart's going to be. I hope the kid does well. I never wish anything bad on anyone. But we don't got – look, Scatterboo's good. We got the other one, Rose. Stacy's good. We got Malik Neighbors is good. We got your boy – Waller is balling out. I mean, come on. Our defense is starting to pick up. Okay, what has Dable done? Look at the guys they got rid of and look how they're performing. Forget about Xavier McDaniel. What about Leonard? Who's the guy who went to San Francisco? We're becoming, Pam, no offense, we're becoming the Dolphins. Right? Where they play for the Dolphins, they go somewhere else, and all of a sudden they're freaking superstars.
Oh my gosh, that's 1,000% true. We have that record. I can't even argue that point. I can't even defend my Dolphins for that. I can't do it. So tell me,
another team that says, "Man, he's doing pretty good." Oh yeah, he was a former Dolphin. I go, oh, there you go, right?
But of course.
But those are like players that are just good players. But we're talking about Saquon leaving MVP, winning the Super Bowl. Daniel Jones. He wins this next game. He's in the MVP category.
You just can't even believe that, right? Like, you just can't even believe he looks so good. I know
Daniel Jones, you like Byron. And hey, look, I didn't like him for the Giants. I didn't think it. But look, God bless him. I never wanted anything bad about him. But something's wrong.
Something's wrong. What's the deal with Andrew Thomas? What's the deal? Like, I mean, are they – saving some reps for him? What are they doing? Because, I mean, that guy makes a difference on the field, right?
Mm-hmm. He's hurt. He's coming back from injury.
You know, they put him on a pitch count. I think it was like 25 or 30 plays, when he first, to get a little taste. Because you figure, he had no offseason, no preseason. And now, he hadn't played the first two games. This is his first live, action, against somebody different. So, I understand, putting them on a pitch count, but everything else is just a train wreck.
Well, let me read this out because before Santiago gets mad at me. Jackson Dart to start for Giants for the rest of the season. There you go. Happy Santiago. He wants me to read the banners out loud. Well, this is what we're talking about. So go ahead, Pam. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. So the thing that I was thinking is, why put him in, straight across the board? Why not put him in some plays? If you got a pitch count for him, just put him in some, but don't take him out for more than the second half. I mean, they needed him out there. He was a difference maker out there. So I don't understand why not, put him in for some plays and take him out and not leave a guy cold on the bench coming in. I don't know. It didn't seem that smart to me. It didn't seem like the decision. I get the snap count. keep your snap count, whatever it is you want him to have, but why one chunk and then gone? I mean, see an injury report.
When you're so depleted at a line, you got to be careful, right? I mean, this guy's playing for a job, which I think he should be fired now. You know, dude, how can you beat Mara? Byron, you said it last year. How can you beat Mara and say, he loves Saquon and see what Saquon does to you, okay? And now you're watching Daniel Jones do it to you, okay?
Don't forget the X-Men. Xavier McKinney was all pro.
Xavier McKinney. There's like five other players. Every time the commentators would come on or the sports guys in the morning would get the Giants had a good week. And they would mention every player from another team. Okay? Yeah. But my thing is look, the same way you're talking about pitch count and so forth, I would do the same thing with Jackson Dart. I'd give Winston some starts, bring the other kid in. Can Winston give him some difference? Jackson Dart's a pretty big boy too. Right, Russell's tiny.
Big boy. Yeah.
Why against the number one defense to start him off right out the bat? That's why great quarterbacks are usually ruined. You know, you're putting me against a defense that has Kansas City on the ropes. They have a chance to dethrone Kansas City, right? You know, Kansas City. We're going to talk about that game coming up. Why put them in against that game? Like, that game has no value to us. We win it. It'll be what, a moral victory? We ain't going to win that game. We're not going to win the game.
No, but you take them down. That is more than a moral victory. That is huge. And really, you guys were in that game. That score is not reflective of the game at all.
The Chiefs game? No. You're absolutely right. That's my point. But then how are you going to blame Russell Wilson other than him throwing into the thing? Okay, look at first downs, 22. Look, the total yards was 281 to 306. On paper, you know, we outrushed them, 130 yards.
They
outrushed them. But now we got 82 yards for penalties. They had 85 yards for penalties. Go ahead, Byron.
Did you look how bad the play calling was with that game? It was awful. Okay, what do you got?
Malik Neighbors, go fly.
On the left. Neighbors, go deep.
Fly.
Right. Go.
Fly.
What happened to scheming up? What happened to scheming up plays?
How about a reverse? How about a screen? How about a screen to Malik Neighbors?
Something makes
too much sense.
He didn't catch a pass almost the third quarter. And again, I'm gonna say it again. Dable was supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. That's what they said. He was supposed to fix these guys. Josh Allen got better after he left.
The problem was he's whispering ain't helping. He's whispering. Hey man, I gotta say my job, bro. Come on, man. You gotta play.
That's right.
You gotta help me out, man. You gotta help me out, please. I need a job, man. I need a job. Come on, man. You can play better than that. That's what he's whispering.
Kafka
is the offensive coordinator. He's the one calling the plays. It's not even Dable.
At the end of the day,
who are you gonna blame?
I'm blaming Chain. I'm blaming Dable. That's it. There's nobody else. I'm blaming the Maris. I mean,
that's where the butt stops.
We need the Maris. I'm blaming the Maris. Okay. We do not need an offensive head coach. We don't. That's not Giant football.
No,
definitely. Have we ever won with an offensive coach? Head coach, man? No.
Coughlin was kind of an offensive coach. He was a wide receiver coach.
All right. But he was more,
he was old school and awesome. He was just old school and awesome.
He was like a Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil, the players, he got to the point where they had to tell him to look, Strahan had a meeting with him. So look, you gotta chill out, man. This kind of strictness, it just don't work in today's world. So Coughlin played a little bit of their game, a little bit of that game. But he was an intense coach. Tense coaches are lined up more for a defensive team. You know what I mean? I just don't think throwing this kid out. I hope he does well. I just don't think you should throw him out against the number one defense for his first starting game.
I don't know. I thought he looked great. His mechanics looked good. He did not have happy feet. He looked great. He looked actually better, and I thought he would look good, but he looked better than I thought he would look in that position. He's going against Kansas City defense. We're not talking about a flake defense, you know. So
I thought he did well. Who?
Yes. Dart.
Okay, so here's the deal, right? Let's hope that they do what they did in preseason. Because in preseason, Brian, correct if I'm wrong, they started running plays as if he was playing at Ole Miss. They were running that offense, yeah. Spread offense. They were tailoring the offense around him. Now, don't change then. Don't go into this game and change. And you got to get Malik Nabers involved more than – he's not a Randy Moss. Right now, I think Malik Nabers has greatness in him, but I ain't gonna put him in Randy Moss's category. Randy Moss is a beast. I mean, the guy ran a 4.2, jumped 40 something inches vertical, and was 6'4". he didn't have to do anything. And you had Brady, but they also had other guys you had to worry about. You had Gronk, they had running back. I mean, they had a plethora of players. We don't. Now we have some good position. We have some good position players, but you can't just keep Malik running down. I think they said the numbers on Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers was like 16 of 32. Oof. And most 90% of them were like just long passes. No dig passes, no out passes, no nothing.
Just throw it deep.
Just throw it deep. And you know, look, that kid's bad. He's a Jamar Chase type of player, right?
And that is mostly in the first half. You know, they didn't, like you said, they didn't really connect until the second half. So it wasn't desperation time. It was time to, you know, play your game, stay within your game plan. But the game plan seemed off. It seemed really off.
But do you think maybe because Russell Wilson is a shorter quarterback, that's the reason why they don't throw stuff in the middle? Because he can't see it?
I think he's a shorter quarterback. It hurts him. He's not rolling. You made a comment at have him roll out. Didn't you say that, right, Byron, last week or the week before? Have him roll out a little bit. He's a shorter quarterback. Hence why I want Winston to come in. Because at least you can see Winston won two games. I'm not saying Winston's going to be the savior, but Winston's a big guy. He's 6'4". Now you could see that there, and he can throw the ball, right? Yeah. But at least start testing it with a taller guy. Because Dart is what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
6'2".
He's 6'2". So and Winston's 6'4". And
Almost
6 foot, barely 6 foot. You know, so look, you know, just terrible to see them put again, and then penalties. You can't give them penalties. Look at the time of possession. Kansas City had the ball only 3 minutes more.
Oh, there's my baby. There's my niece, Kate, in the chat there. Shout out, Kate. Justin. Hi, Kate. Babies.
Welcome to the show. Hit to the hit. Like, hey, Pam. Kate, welcome to the show. Shout out to Aunt Pam, the best in the business. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. All right, let's keep going here. Look, again, Byron, it is embarrassing to see how good these two players that we paid a lot of money to that are performing phenomenally. And it's even worse if he's a quarterback whisperer. What did he whisper to Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones is setting records for the Colts right now. He's doing stuff that they didn't do since Peyton Manning.
They look amazing. It is ridiculous. I thought the Colts were going to be, you know, not so great because Daniel was there, but look at them. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
And Byron, remember I said I wanted to see him play a little bit in that Minnesota offense. Right? Because, you know, that offense, they're just plugging. Look at the what's his name? JJ McCarthy's hurt. They pulled into our boy Carson Wentz. And then Carson Wentz is looking pretty good. Think about it. When Carson Wentz, they had Sam Darnold, they had J.J. McCarthy, and they had Kirk Cousins. All four of those guys were producing major numbers under the Kevin O'Donnell. That brother's a quarterback whisperer. There's no confusion there. He's had four different quarterbacks, and all of them have been putting up numbers. His first statement?
Yep. Well, it also helps you got Justin Jefferson, too.
It does. We got Malik Neighbors. I mean, it does help, but, I mean, you know, you can't have four quarterbacks back-to-back-to-back just because of one receiver. I think O'Donnell's – you can't take it away from Kevin O'Donnell. Justin Jefferson is awesome, right? A giant chance. We want Dart follow Wilson's second pick, and while Jackson's our got a handful of snaps. You know, Giants also wanted to fire – had bags on their head last year to get rid of the coaches.
They might not have been wrong then, and they might not be wrong now. So, you know, they don't even call the NFL a sports business anymore. It's an entertainment business, so you better give the people what they want.
Shout out to Pam, the best in the biz.
Did you look at the stadium?
No, I didn't.
Most of the people were – it was majority Kansas City Chiefs in that stadium. When they panned around looking at that stadium, it was a lot of red. You don't think that Mariners sitting up in the box looking around? Man, it sure is a lot of Chiefs fans up in here. Yeah, this doesn't look good.
I don't want to go to the Rooney.
Teams coming to our house and take it over.
I have no sympathy for you, Byron. I got to tell you, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan. That is what our stadium looks like. I don't care who we're playing. Our stadium is half of whoever, and sometimes more than half. It is a pain in the butt to be in Dolphins Stadium because our fans will sell their tickets. And I'm thinking, like, man, you bought them tickets. Sit on them. Don't be selling to Buffalo fans. What in the heck are you doing? I can't stand it. I hate it.
I'm going to give you a little help with there. Come on, coming to South Florida, a little bit better than going to New Jersey to see a Kansas City game. I can't even get Byron to go to Kansas City to go see a game over me because it's too cold. Now, at least it's not that cold there in Jersey now, but for Chiefs fans, that surprises me. Because Giants are sold out for like 20-something years. So that means they're giving their tickets to somebody else. They're giving,
yep. So right, imagine,
you can't get Byron tickets, can you?
Imagine if I go up in one of those stadiums and I got all my Dolphin stuff and I'm going crazy. I'm going to end up in jail. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to be at a Jesters game and I'm going to end up in little silver bracelets because, you know, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. So just, yeah. I feel your pain.
It's just, look, I just don't think, look, I like Russell Wilson, and his time may have passed, okay? But he did light it up the game before. He did light it up. Nobody was saying anything then, right? We lose. We only put up 9 points, but we outrushed them. There was on paper, it don't look good. We had two sacks. They had two sacks. We punted it twice. We only punted twice. They punted three. He had two interceptions, right? That hurt us right there. But even with two interceptions – gave up we had the ball for only 3 minutes left. Had given up, so either he gave up and they were running it. So I'm not saying that maybe he was the answer to keep him, but if you're gonna test a taller quarterback, I wanted some trade value for Winston. That's just me. Right. But I just don't those guys' jobs the Mara family should be embarrassed at Thanksgiving when they're sitting. I make fun of them all the time. I can't imagine them sitting at the table with the Rooney family and not the Rooney. If I was on the Rooney side, I'd be making fun of them. But what's wrong? Are you guys that dumb? Like, what's wrong with you?
Like, it's unbelievable you don't get an invitation to their Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know why. What's the problem?
Oh my God, I'd be like Jim McMahon in WWE. I'd be inciting a riot. Like, how do you let your cousins be so stupid? Like, why do we let him marry into this family? Why do we let them marry into this family? Like, I'll be putting them away. Oh my God. It's just terrible, 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 terrible. All right, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson cautions he's not done in accepting a role as Jackson Dart's Giants backup. It's true, right? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. Hopefully, Dart doesn't get hurt. Look at McCarthy. McCarthy's hurt second year in a row. Minnesota may have made a bad move. Darnold's not playing as hot as he was with them, but he's not playing bad.
I didn't think he really played bad at all when he was in Darnold. But what do you think? So, Byron, do you think that if they decide they need to, bench for a while or whatever, Jackson Dart, do you think they're going to go and put Russell back in? Because I don't know, that's eating a lot of crow. And so do you think they'll go with Winston?
It depends, how bad, the season's going along. My thing is Russell Wilson going to be a good pro and, help, this kid through, the process? He took his job, it is what it is, but is he going to be, and I'm thinking he's going to be a good pro, to help him. But I don't think once you take Russell out, I don't think you can go back to him. You would have to go.
I don't think you can either. Or, something like that.
Look, the only, the table's done. Does not get for another year. I'm just done. I ain't even talking about the Giants. I'll talk about the Cowboys or the Giants. Okay. If they don't fire Dable by the end of this year, I'm wearing Cowboy shirt next year for her. That's how bad it feels.
That's pretty extreme, though. You can't find somebody else. I mean, like the Dolphins, we're sitting here, man. We at least have good color.
Maybe I'll give somebody else. I don't know, but I'm just saying to you that it's I'm disgusted, Byron. I mean, we're not getting any picks, any value for the players we have. They're performing at higher levels for other teams, right? I'm okay if you're saying you're going to start Dart, but don't say he's going to be starting for the rest of the season. Now you put yourself in a bad position, right? If he has a bad start, God forbid, if he gets hurt, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Winston? You're not going to go to Wilson? Okay, so you're going to go to Winston. Then why wouldn't you put Winston in against the first team here? Give Winston the first half and then bring Dart in. You don't know if he says it's his decision. You don't know if it's his decision. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. I'm just really pissed, as you can tell. I'm really pissed.
Well, I feel for you. I've been looking for some firing of some people myself from the Dolphins. I want Aloysius gone. That's the middle name of Greer. I prefer to call him Aloysius. I want him gone. He should have been gone a long time ago. So I understand. I feel your pain.
Now look at this. Rookie Scataboo ran for a touchdown for a second consecutive game, finished with 120. That Scataboo is awesome. You see him running? Well, now we got a running back.
Yeah, but the only problem I have with the way he runs hard, and he runs reckless, and usually guys that run that hard and reckless like that usually don't last long. So they better get what all they can, out of him, because just that running style, that's a lot, because he takes a lot of hits. He keeps going, he issues out more pain than he's getting. But just being that, and just remember the number 44 is who? Ahmad Bradshaw, and before him was Doug Kotar. All the guys that wore number 44 for the Giants.
Well, we need anything that comes with good news, and I liked him, right? I like our running backs. We got some receivers, But hey, look, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm beside
myself. I'm with you. I'm in the same place, my friend.
Blown at seven times, but the neighbors had just two catches for 13 yards. That's embarrassing.
It's because he was too tired. They kept sending him down the field the whole time. He was too doggone tired. He's like, I can't run anymore. What's going on? It was a marathon, not a sprint.
I was telling Byron that this kid's a bona fide superstar. He's going to be a superstar in this league, okay? And Byron was like, well, it was early. I said, Byron, look at all the quarterbacks. He still put up numbers with Tommy Cutlets, with The guy we keep forgetting his name, but who's the one that John doesn't like? Drew Lock. Drew Lock, right? With Daniel Jones, with everybody that was having a problem, this kid still put up over 1,000-something yards. Now we got a veteran quarterback, and we can't get him. We got 13 yards. I want to move on. I can't even talk about Giants. Byron, you want to talk about Giants? I'll bring some stuff up. I can't talk about it. I'm lost for words.
It's all in the play call. You know, they're not scheming him opening. That's the problem. You know, you got Darius Slayton has been a great, you know, not great, but good receiver for years for the Giants. Wanda Robinson, you know, he's that little 5-yard cut guy. Why don't they use the tight end more, you know, Theo Johnson? Pass the ball to the other people. They got plenty of other weapons. You know, everybody knows, because what Kansas City did, they played a too high defense. Too high. They said, you know what? You're not beating us deep. And guess what? They didn't, and they couldn't. Accept the passes because he threw it down there anyway. You know, basically say, hey, I'm gonna throw it up there. Make a play, Malik. You can't do that. Yep. You can't play like that all.
Yeah, but like you said, it's offensive play calling though, right? Think about it. If they're playing too deep and telling you you're not gonna beat me deep, then throw underneath. Don't throw to what they're defending you against.
And like you said, scheme. There was no scheme. It was just like, okay, we're going to try this. It didn't work. Well, we're trying it again. Okay, it didn't work. Okay, we're going to do it again. And, I mean, that's not how it works. Where's your scheme? Where's your thought of, like, putting neighbors in, having go down and throw short to somebody else underneath? I don't understand where your scheme is. Like you said, where's a screen? Where's a bubble screen? Where's anything? Like, do something else. And I hate a bubble screen, by the way.
And where's the discipline? I mean, how many? Look at this. Giant in the Cowboy game. Oh man, David, we're just trying to reload. Won't let me get to the Cowboy game. What was I going to tell you? All right, listen. I can't talk. I can't do it. Byron, you got anything else to say?
My favorite guard has not suited up for the last three games. I think his career with the New York Football Giants is over. Oh, and Evan Neal. Seventh player picked in the draft, and he can't even suit up on the worst offensive line in the NFL. I'm done.
And you had
put in the water boy.
You had a lot of hopes for him, Byron. You were rooting for him.
I was rooting hard for that Alabama kid. You know, with the IMG. You know, was a consensus, whatever you call it, All American down there. Alabama, and then he gets up here to John. He can't play a lick. I'm finished. He can't even suit up. He's been inactive the last 3 weeks. Like nothing.
And what's with that, Byron? Why is that?
Because you're only allowed.
Is he just playing that bad? Is he overweight? Is he hurt? What's going on?
None. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just that bad that they can't put him out on the field. That's it.
You got to call up Satan. Call up Satan and have him come down there and chew his butt.
He's 6'7", 335 pounds, and he can't get on the field. He's a huge. Wow.
Man, that's a wingspan right there. Woof. Can't get on the field. That's bad.
I'll put this on for you. Dolphins 21, 31, Bills. Thursday Night Football, Tua finished 23 of 34, 146 yards. Man, that's a lot of completion for only 146 yards. with a touchdown pass to Waddle. I like Waddle. And Tyreek Hill by Ollie Gordon had a 2-yard run. What you think about that game? That's pretty tight What do you think about McDaniels? I keep hearing rumors of McDaniels.
Yeah, you know, being fired. I thought he called an excellent game Thursday night. I thought he called a great game. I thought Tua missed so many. He missed so many plays, you know, open receivers, sealing it always with the interception. Tua, man, I mean, he threw so short that Tyreek was wide open down the sideline late in the game. And here we got Tua underthrows him and it's out of bounds. He throws late and it was out of bounds. Gave Tyreek no chance. You give Tyreek a chance. I mean, I was all over his butt too. I was on him, but this season he has come out and he has played hard. And you give Tyreek a chance, man, it's hard to beat that guy. But Tua, I'm sorry, he's not the guy. And I want Aloysius gone. And Mike McDaniel, if you can't control that locker room, we got to do something different. But he did call a good game. And I got to tell you, there is, without a doubt, favoritism for certain teams in the NFL. And if I'm wrong, explain to me Deflategate. And I'm going to preface that. I'm going to say this with the referees touched both balls in Deflategate. Did they not? You going to tell me they didn't notice there was a difference in those balls? And it takes an interception in order to notice that? Bull crap. Quit giving favoritism. Buffalo is the favorite child now. Of course, Kansas City was. It looks like the favoritism is coming off of them. And you guys gave them hell. I was so glad to see that game. But, man, we definitely hurt ourselves. We did not lose that game necessarily because of referee calls and not calls. But have you ever seen the AI yet? Have you seen AI take over? It happened in that game. They shorted us a first down spot. And next thing you know, they're marking us for a fourth down. Next thing you know, AI stepped in. Oh, no, that was a first down. There was two or three of them. I wished they'd have done it more. I can't blame the refs. You can't put yourself in that position. But, damn, just call the game. Just call the game right. And I'm off my high horse on that. But I thought we played pretty well, except for Tua. Like, man, he's missing so many plays. The dude got paid when he shouldn't have. We should have taken that fifth-year option. That would have been last year, of course. I wouldn't have paid him that damn money. Nope. What's he showing me?
That we talked about, that was a risk. That was a gamble, right? Because if he came back, had another good season, you would have had to pay him a lot more money, right?
Yep.
So
you, more than what we already paid him. I don't know. We paid him so much money. I do have to point out my new, this is called, it's called Pitch Blue. It looks black. This is our new, our unis will be unveiled Monday night against the Jesters. So,
She's got a name.
She's got
Barfalos, got Jesters, Jesters, Cowgirls. I mean, that's pretty funny.
Patriots. Yeah, I got a name for all of them.
Bills, Josh Allen finished 22-28, 213 yards, improved his record of 14-2 over the Miami Dolphins. He pretty much owns the Dolphins.
Yeah, except for you see that yardage, right? That yardage is not super impressive. Our defense actually played a really good game. But, yeah.
That's just passing. Right? It's not – it's just passing. So, let's see what the full deal is. But he's kind of owned them. I mean, even when you guys almost beat them – In Buffalo, right? That was like that 38, that 40.
The snowball. Yeah. They were throwing snowballs at the players. Yeah,
you guys.
Actually, it was like two games in a row because it was the end of the season, regular season, and then it was in the playoffs. And we almost beat them with a third string, you know, quarterback.
They put up 360 yards of total offense versus 276.
I mean, that's, you know, good yards, but, you know, that's not super impressive. We didn't even have a win going in there. They're at home. Everybody would have thought it had been a very different game, and we were in that game late.
Yeah, the paper is pretty close. I mean, you had 157. They had 157 rushing yards. You guys had 130. Their yards per play was 6.3, yours was 4.7. So it was pretty close.
We were in it to the end, know, but
division rivals are always tough.
It's always tough.
But again, like, you know, Byron, you made a good point. I didn't even think about that. Josh Allen has gotten better since Dable left.
Yeah.
He's improved every year.
He got an MVP, taken, too.
And he got an MVP. Exactly. So,
and they did make a big deal about that when he first left. How would Josh Allen do, you know, without Dable there? And we see. And maybe that's your Achilles heel, right, Dable?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't even want to go back. I can't go back.
Hold on, I'll get you a tissue. Hold on.
Don't get me going. Go back. I got a nice little haircut today. Don't make my hair go.
Your hair looks nice.
Let's go. All right. Eagles race night. This was impressive. That was an interesting game there. Eagles erase a ninth. First of all, Dallas should have beat them, right? Giants should have beat Dallas, which is exactly what we like, right, Byron? We like when we beat up each other, okay?
Yep.
And it's not happening. Things are falling the Eagles' way, right? Except for this game, you got to give them kudos, right? Rams is a good team. They have a good defense. They have a really good coach. And they came back from 26 points down. But they finally started throwing the ball to A.J. Brown. I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't understand that team. How can you not throw that ball to A.J. Brown?
They had also, ball, they that had was the
– go ahead. Sorry, Byron. Go ahead. Yeah.
They had them bottled up, like, the whole first half. You know, they couldn't get the ball to A.J. Brown. They couldn't get it to Devontae Smith. They couldn't get it to the tight end. You know, the Rams were looking like they was going to blow them out, you know, blow them out the water. And then, you know, and they kept saying, you know, field goal, instead of, you know, getting touchdowns and, you know, building something where they couldn't catch up. And then finally, I guess the OC in the second half decided, hey, let's get the ball to A.J. Brown. And the guy that was covering him, Emmanuel Forbes, weighs about 150 pounds. That's why he was with the Washington Commanders originally. And, you know, he wasn't a big corner at all. He was about 160 pounds. And he was just getting brutalized by, you know, A.J. Brown, because he's that much bigger than this kid. And once they started throwing it over there, things changed real quick.
A.J. Brown had 109 yards with six catches, 18.2 yards per catch and a TD. Okay.
And in the end, you know, the Rams still had a chance. That was one of two games this past weekend that, you know, kickers got their field goals blocked. I mean, come on, kicker. You got one job. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'd taken the Rams in my pool. I took it small, but the Rams had looked good.
That reminded me. That's the other thing I wanted to bring up. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Byron, I don't know. You tell me. You play. Okay. Sometimes someone needs to come pick me up and pay me, because something's wrong here. Okay. You're playing against a Buffalo team that is really good. Okay. You stop them. Okay. And they're about to punt. What would in your possess you in your right mind to risk a punt block? Uh-oh, Pam, we lost Pam. Shoot. There's one Pam. I wanted Pam to answer, see this. Why would you go for a punt block? Why? You just giving up the ball. You agree that punt blocks are risky.
But they probably saw something in film that would want them to do that. They're not just going to do it willy-nilly. They probably saw something, you know, a weak link or something along the line where, hey, let's go for it.
Okay,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, right. That's the only thing you think of. Let me get rid of this here. Let's go. We're going back to the Buffalo game. Okay.
Okay.
I'm back to you. You were playing well against Buffalo. Okay. I was asking Byron. I'm saying, like, look, I don't get it. You know, it's easy for us to play, sit here and talk whatever we talk. We're not the coaches. We're not getting paid for coaches. I just wish I was, right? But, you know, and Sadie always teases me. But for me, it ain't that hard. Maybe it's my analytical thought process. It ain't that hard. I'm playing against a good team. I want the ball back. I can't risk mistakes against a good team. Why am I going for a punt block when you know punt blocks are risky, right? Two reasons. One, you're risking running into the kicker, a la you ran into the kicker.
Sealer.
Two, you now have no downfield coverage for the punt, right, for the punt returner. I was a punt returner, okay? Why risk that? Now, by saying they maybe saw something in the film. I'm okay with seeing something in the film, Byron. And doing that, but not when the game was relatively close. They were punting. You were getting the ball back. You have a chance to score another 3 points. Every point against Buffalo counts. They only lost by 10 points. Okay? Why would you do that? And sure enough, runs into the kicker, gives them the first down. They go down and put up three. I think they put up only 3 points. You still put up 3 points. And you ate up time of possession. They only had 3 minutes more. Why? What are your thoughts on Pam on that? On that going? That was going for a punt block. There's no confusion there.
Yeah. There's no excuse for that. And we saw how it turned out. I mean, that was a huge play. That was huge. We had them at fourth down, and they got a first down. We had them fourth and seven, and they got a first down because they called it roughing the kicker. I mean, he rolled right into his two legs, right into his two legs.
And it was a really big guy. It wasn't looking
at him from the Sealer.
This guy went right into him.
Yeah, Sealer's a big dude.
Why?
And I don't know why, but that was the start of our downfall right there.
That was it. And there's no doubt. In my opinion, as soon as that happened, game's over. You lost.
Well, we had chances after that. And I know that they scored 10 more points. But the thing is both of those next scores for them was off of going for fourth down, where we're backed up in the red zone for one of them and not far from the red zone on another. So they would have never got those points. That we would not have been in that position. So that decision to block the punt, we just never do that. And I don't understand in that position. It's fourth down. We stop them. Our defense stopped them. Why? It was a bad call.
And it's not like you guys are like this specialty team, like awesome unit. You're not known for like killer specialty teams.
Well, yeah, him. I know he does play special teams some, but I mean, our special teams actually was really one of the best units coming out of preseason. And I mean, our special teams has done really well, but that just seemed dumb. That seemed desperate, and we weren't desperate. We're in the game on the road against the top team. Why? We held them to fourth down. That was the third time. It was three and out. We had them. Why? I don't get it. It was dumb.
The special team coach saw something, you know, watching during the films, whatever, during the week, and probably went to the coach, hey, I think we can get this one, and talked him into it, and here you go. That's exactly what happened.
So we got a special team whisperer.
Of course. They do it all the time.
Right.
Fire.
He needs to be quiet. Quit whispering and be quiet.
Fired.
Hey, coach, I saw something. I saw something on film. I saw something. Yeah. We can get this.
Yeah, go get the film. Go watch the film again. But don't call me again. Don't come and see me.
Right, Byron. I wouldn't have made that call, Byron.
I just wouldn't.
Take though, because I never thought of it from that aspect. So the player aspect, understand how that went down. You're probably 100% right. I really appreciate that take because that makes sense, but dumb move.
I'm not blaming your player. I'm blaming the call.
The call. Me too.
Okay, I am blaming the player. He did what he's supposed to do, but it's a risk. It's a risk.
And he almost blocked it. It was close.
Almost a horseshoe to hang.
It's not. That was just gonna say there. Don't even count.
Don't count. Number one. Number two. Pam, come on. That guy's a big dude. You can't stop that.
How are you gonna stop that?
He can't stop himself. Why would you do that? Like, in other words, they don't have the. He's probably so excited he couldn't stop. You got to get there and just go up. You can't keep going towards him. He's so big. His body weight didn't let him go.
He did a front roll. I don't know if you know your gymnastics, but he did.
Yes.
He did a front roll. He was like a bowling ball because once he went over that line trying to go for that, he was like a bowling ball. He just went roll forward. He was a bowling ball. He couldn't stop it. And he's a great guy. He's a great player, great guy.
I'm not blaming him. I just think he put him in a bad position. He's a guy who's going to go do his job is to do everything he can, right? To go get it.
And he did.
But there was no reason to make that call.
Agreed.
The game was still under control, right? You were getting the ball back. Every point counts against Buffalo. Every point.
Every play.
You weren't in a desperation situation.
We weren't.
Go for that in a desperation situation. Don't go for that when you didn't need to. And then
we brought up fourth down, fourth and seven. Why are you doing that?
It wasn't even a 5-yard penalty. It was automatic first down.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So
15 yards.
Terrible.
I mean, okay. It was painful.
It was automatic first down. I don't care. Yep. 15, 10. CD Lamb. This Sunday night football versus the Packers due to ankle injury. That's going to be a problem for them 1-1. I heard CD Lamb may miss a few games. Not just that one. Going against the Packers, they're going to need him.
That game's going to be a problem for the Cowgirls anyway. They're not going to survive that. And I know Packers QB is questionable. I know all that, but trying to think who came in as backup when he got hurt. Who was the backup for the Packers? Because he looked good. But I couldn't believe how they got their butts waxed last week, the Packers. I couldn't believe that either. But, the Cowgirls ain't got a shot. Nope. Call for another loss for the girls.
They lost to the Browns.
The Browns' defense is really good. They're good. Don't sleep on the Browns' defense. They're really good on defense, the Browns.
Clearly they did something because, to me – The first couple games, the Packers looked incredible. They looked like, oh my goodness, they might be that team. But last week,
I don't know how good a defense they are because they gave up. You know, the stats are equal. I mean, you know, they gave up 230 yards. They gave up 81 rushing. But the other Browns had 221. Time of possession, the Packers had the ball for like 9 minutes more. Browns had 90 yards in penalties. I mean, this was just – they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. They gave – okay, here's where the defense came to play. They had five sacks.
Yep.
That's what counts. Right?
That's where your backup QB came in.
Well, they had five sacks, yet – Browns sacked them five times, yet Green Bay still had the ball for 9 more minutes.
Where are they playing this game at? Is it in Dallas?
Jordan Love already played anybody that came in for Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. He may not be, they're not sure about him.
Malik Willis.
They're playing at the girls. It's home for the girls.
Oh, so the Cowboys versus Packers, right?
They are.
Yep.
Just remember this.
It's in Green Bay. It's in Green Bay. He's coming after Zach. It's the Micah Parsons thing. Oh, no, it's at Dallas. I'm sorry.
It's at the girls.
He's going to hold that finger. He's going to get it. Multiple times.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And remember, he knows that offensive line.
He practiced against the guys every day.
That's going to be like a soap opera at that game. Mike Parsons, as the stomach turns. That's going to be a soap opera. Yeah, absolutely. Those fans are going to be...
This is probably the first time I'm excited to see a Cowboy game.
Me too.
He's going to get a sack. Wherever Jerry's sitting, Jerry Jones, he's going to go.
Who needs fired. There you go, that's Jerry Jones.
There you go. That's for you, Jerry.
As long as he is there, the girls will never do another thing ever. That man. And then when his son takes over, he's going to be just like him. So they don't understand the problem. I understand the problem.
We'll see what happens.
The Jones family, not the Byron Jones family.
Let's wrap this up a little bit.
The Jerry Jones family.
Mayfield engineers another game. Let me tell you, Baker Mayfield, you got to be careful with him, man. You can't sleep on him.
Nah. He's quite the weapon.
You can't give him the ball back. He's a player's quarterback. They love him. You know, Dot Bowles is doing a good job over there. You know, Brady leaves. They're still winning. So you got to give him credit. And then I go back to Kevin O'Donnell, puts up 48 points. Poor Bengals.
The defense is terrible, man.
We knew that. Right? We knew that. That was the problem. Like, they spent all that money on offense. They didn't do anything on offensive weapons because they didn't do anything for the offensive line, right? And then their defense was terrible. So, and the sad part is they start off to a 2-0 start. They usually start like 0-2.
Wait, does that sound familiar? Bad defense, bad offensive line, spend their money on certain other things. Does that sound familiar? That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
We ain't got a Joe Burrow quarterback.
Yeah, the Bungles are not going to do anything with I got a name for them too. The Bungles. So yeah, they're not going to do anything, you know, as long as their QB is out either.
Let's give some props to our boy Daniel Jones.
Daniel
put up 42 points.
Hey, Danny Dimes, I miss you, man.
Yeah, I don't miss him. Don't get me wrong, I don't miss him. I don't miss him because I don't think we have the right coach.
That's it. Under a different coach, you'd welcome me back, right? I mean, because look at him.
Signs. I mean, he took us to the playoffs, but I mean, at the end of the day, either it was play call, like I told you, Byron, like a decision. But man, that 41 points he put up. Let's see what he got here. Number one player stat: Daniel Jones threw for 228 yards and one TD.
And he ran for.
Hold on, let me see. And he ran for 27. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Both are making him look like a Super Bowl quarterback.
Listen,
they look good.
Jonathan Taylor's a beast. He had 302 yards, three TDs.
Oh, he has his version of Saquon. That kid is pretty good, man. He's South Jersey kid. He's from South Jersey. Jonathan Taylor.
The Colts versus the Rams is going to be a big game.
Oh man, that's going to be a big one. Yeah,
he wins that game. Daniel Jones is legit. He's in the MVP running race right now. Because right after that, then he's got the Raiders, the Cardinals, then he's got the Chargers. That's going to be a tough game. But I told you about the Chargers. I told you Harbaugh's a good coach, and I love Justin Herbert. You know, he's playing some good ball, right? So we'll see what happens there. And then we got. We got a few other games that we're going to run a little bit late.
Well, I think the edge goes to the Rams because they're at home, you know, that because that's a pretty evenly matched game. I see the odds are with Rams 62.8% to Colts 37.2%, but I think it's maybe closer than that, but I just think that the nod goes to the Rams because they're at home.
Well, before we end, let's enjoy. Let's sweetly enjoy this one. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one right there. Cowboys 14, Bears 31.
Listen
to me. I cannot believe that the Cowboys played so well against the Eagles and could have won that game.
Yeah.
They should have lost to the Giants, but put up a lot of points. And then going into the Bears and only putting up 14 points and giving up 31, that I don't know about you, Byron, that shocked me. Caleb Williams looked good.
Cowboys defense was overrated. It's not very good. They got a lot of holes all over the place. You know, we proved that with the Giants putting 37 points on them. Caleb Williams, you know, he was a number one pick. You know, and now he has a real coach, Ben Johnson, who's going to cater to, you know, this guy's skills. And, you know, he's going to be a lot better because he does have the weapons. And they got a pretty good offensive line and running game. So as long as he doesn't try to do too much, man, he should, you know, have some success with Ben Johnson, the OC they got from Detroit Lions. Good coach.
Yeah, and the Bears were on the verge. They lost some really close games last season. They were on the verge, and now I think you're starting to see that work and everything kind of come together for them. I think they've had a long history of not being great, but I think that this is a different Bears team.
Yep.
I think it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Tell me how you really feel, Vic. How do you really feel?
Terrible. I'm just to chalk this game up for just Dallas being terrible. All right. Well, Miss Pam, thank you for joining the show. You're always welcome on our show. It's always entertaining when you're on here. And we love all the names. We just start writing all those names now. And
I'll be here all week.
Byron, enjoy. Tell your sister I said happy birthday. Give her a hug.
Party
at Woodbridge. Happy birthday, Wanda Jones. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right. Today's National Daughters Day, just so you know. So your daughter, you know, your niece will come on. I was lucky, you know, my beautiful daughter. I'm going to see go upstairs, hopefully watch a little show with her. She texted me something so nice today that I didn't know it was National Daughters Day, and she happened to send me something nice that was unrelated, but, you know, she sent me such a nice text that almost put tears to my eyes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, as parents, you have to. Yeah, I'm just telling you, sometimes as parents, there's two sides of parents. You got the one that's, you know, always, okay, whatever you need. And me, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit stricter. I'm a little bit more, hey, you know, my job is to make sure you're productive in the world. It's always nice to hear your kids say something.
Lovely.
She texted me something this morning that would just made my day. I was having a tough day today. So it was awesome.
I don't have daughters. I have nieces. I have sons. Yeah. So I don't have any daughters, but my nieces are like my girls. So, and by the way, next Friday, National Vodka Day. Just saying.
When is it next? What day?
I'm gonna get my tree up soon.
What day is it? When is it?
Next Friday.
Next Friday is National Vodka Day.
Yep. National Vodka Day. Week from tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, get your gifts together. Shout out to all the daughters, you know, that make the dads proud. All right. So don't forget, tune in our show every Thursday at 8 p.m. Jersey Boys Sports Talk signing out. Mr. Jones, have fun tomorrow. Miss Pam, enjoy yourself. And thank you very much. And let's see, have an exciting weekend of football. And see this game tonight. I only going to watch this for a little bit to see Sam Darnold, see how he does. I'm just curious to see if he can continue, you know, what he was doing from last year. All right.
It's football season, baby. Bring on the football.
Peace. Take care. Bye-bye.